愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
请我们来看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter
2. 从41节一直到52节。
From verse 41 to 52.
这一段圣经是在描写主耶稣12岁的时候他的属灵生活。
This passage narrates the spiritual life of Jesus when he was only 12 years old.
主耶稣成为人来地上有几个目的。
When Lord Jesus became in flesh on this earth, there were several purposes to his coming.
其中有一个目的就是要做榜样，让我们来学习做人应该怎么做。
And one of his purposes in coming into this world was to set an example for us to follow.
那从圣经的教训里面，我们知道我们活在两个世界里面。
As we know from the Bible, it teaches us we live between two worlds.
一个是看得见的世界。
One is the visible world.
另外一个是看不见的灵界。
And the other is the invisible world.
那主耶稣在十二岁的时候，有几点让我们来学习。
And while Lord Jesus was only 12 years old, there are several things we can already learn from him.
第一个是12岁的小孩子他的心智在哪里。
Where is the heart of a 12-year-old at that time?
今天如果我们家里有12岁的小孩。
Today, if we have a child that is age 12,
我们仔细在观察他的生活内容。
If we carefully observe the content of his life,
在观察他的谈话内容。
If we carefully observe his conversational content,
我们差不多可以了解到底他的心在想什么。
We can clearly understand where their heart lies.
那十二岁的主耶稣，他的心在想什么？
And so, what was in the heart of Lord Jesus when he was 12 years old?
我们来看49节。
Let's turn to verse 49.
耶稣说：“为什么找我呢？”岂不知道我应当以父的事为念吗？
And Jesus said to them, Why do you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?
主耶稣十二岁的时候，他的心就以父的事为念。
When Jesus was only 12 years old, he had already put his Father's business as his primary concern.
这个父就是神。
And this Father is the God himself.
他是一个灵，看不见。
God is spirit, is someone that we cannot see with our naked eyes.
十二岁的小孩子，他就对神的事情很关心。
How is it that a child of only 12 can have such concern for his father's business?
我们会活出什么样的生活，大概就是由我们的心智来决定。
However, we live our lifestyle, it is determined by the mindset of our heart.
所以这个心智很重要。
And so the purposes of our heart is extremely important.
中国有一句话说玩物丧志，就是说人太注重物质层面的追求会丧失高贵的心智。
And there is a Chinese proverb that says if a person pursues too much after the material things of the world, he will lose the most precious and valuable things.
所以约伯
And so Job
圣经说他在东方中为至大。
He was known, renowned as a great person in the East.
那每一次宴席就是现在 party 过去了，约伯一大早起来就为他的孩子来献燔祭。
And every time his children had a banquet, which is equivalent to parties today, he would get up early in the morning to offer sacrifices on their behalf to the Lord.
那个献燔祭今天就是祷告。
And offering that burnt offering represents the prayers of today.
怕他的孩子心中弃掉神。
Because he was afraid that his children would forsake God in their heart.
就是约伯很忧虑，他的孩子在世俗的生活当中太舒服，有很多的饭，有很多的享受，对神失去了追求的心。
And so what was concerning Job in his heart was whether or not his children were too content with their luxurious lifestyle that in the midst of the enjoyable life they had forgotten God.
好， 但是主耶稣在十二岁啊，他以父的事为念。
This is different from what Lord Jesus was at the age of 12 because he made it his business, which is the Father's business.
圣经说我们在心智上要做大人。
And so the Bible states that in our heart we must be mature.
这个所谓的大人哈，英文翻的就对了，是成熟的人。
And mature is translated as adult in Chinese.
我们来看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's look at First Corinthians chapter 13.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十三章十一节。
First Corinthians 13, verse 11.
我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思意念像孩子。既然成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
这个十一节保罗在讲是双关的。
Here we see two perspectives that is mentioned by Paul.
这个小孩子他想的都是小孩子。
As a child, they think very childishly.
但是他长大以后。
But after they grow up and mature,
他就把小孩子的事丢弃了。
They will put away the childish things.
因为他已经长大了。
Because he has become grown up.
所以那个小孩子在玩的玩具啦，小孩子在谈话的那个方式，对他来讲，这个已经过去了。
So the conversational topics or the toys that he played at when he was little are now all put away.
但是如果这个放不下去，就表示虽然身体是大人，但是心还是小孩子。
But if we today see a grown-up man unable to put away the childish things, then even though physically he may be grown, but mentally he's still a child.
那这常常就是父母的忧虑。
And this then becomes a very immature grown-up person because they concern for parents.
年纪越来越大，但他想的、他在做的都跟 teenage 一样，都没有改变，这个是烦恼。
Because a grown-up adult is immature in his ways and brings a lot of worries to his parents.
那这一句话的另外一个意思。
And so what is another way to understand this verse?
小孩就是代表属灵刚开始信主的时候。
A child can also represent a believer that is a beginner in faith.
是出生的婴孩。
A child that has just been born.
那个时候我们对属灵的认识很有限。
Our spiritual understanding becomes very limited.
但是随着我们信主的年纪增加。
But as our spiritual age grows,
我们会成长。
We will continue to mature spiritually.
那灵性如果有成长。
And if we mature spiritually,
我们就发现我们在属灵上的追求目标会改变。
Then our pursuit in spiritual life will change.
我们谈话的内容也会改变。
The content of our discussion will also change.
我们的心的想法也会改变。
And the way we perceive things in our heart will also change.
所以这种心智上的改变很重要。
And so this type of change in perspective is very important.
那这个既然成人就做了大人，什么叫做大人？
And so when a person becomes mature, what does that mean to be mature?
属灵上的大人就是像主耶稣。
A spiritually mature Christian, someone who is like Jesus Christ.
即使我们八十岁。
Even if we're 80 years old.
如果我们不像主耶稣。
If we are not reflecting the image of Lord Jesus.
我们还是不够成熟。
Then we are still very immature.
如果我们像主耶稣。
But if we are mature with reflecting the image of Jesus.
我们才算成熟。
Then we are spiritually grown.
所以这个成熟啊，不是因为年纪大就自然就成熟。
And so being a spiritually mature person is not dependent on our physical age.
要像主耶稣那种心智才叫做成熟。
The measurement is based on how close that we can imitate the Lord Jesus.
就是以父的事为念。
Whether or not we have in mind the Father's business.
这种心智很宝贵。
And this type of understanding is very precious.
摩西虽然在王宫长大。
When Moses, even though he grew up in the luxurious palace.
但是他的心智就很特别。
But he minded something that was very important and unique.
他不要最终的快乐。
He was willing to disregard the pleasure of sin.
他不要王宫的地位。
He let go of the position in the palace.
他不要埃及的财产。
He did not want the treasures that were in Egypt.
圣经说他向往那看不见的赏赐。
The Bible states that he looked toward a heavenly reward in heaven.
那因为有这个心智。
Because he had such a heart.
他就可以做一个人不能做的决定。
He is able to make a determination that others cannot make.
要出来带领以色列百姓。
That he was willing to come out and lead the Israelites.
所以今天有时候我们要，比方说。我们今年要招两个传道人。
So for example, this year we are calling for two ministers.
美国教会确实人才很多。
Even though we have so many talented youth in the church U.S. today.
有很好服侍神的工具。
We have many wonderful talented vessels for the Lord.
但是我们能够真的找到愿意啊投入来服侍的却不是很多。
But to be able to find a willing, capable vessel is very rare.
这个就跟人的心智有关系。
And this has to do with the heart of man.
圣经里面讲大卫。
In the Bible, it refers to David.
大卫很小的时候，他就有一个心。
When David was quite small, he already had a heart after God's heart.
就是他凡事要讨神喜欢。
His heart was always to please the Lord.
他很小的时候他就很敬畏神。
Because of this heart, he feared God from the time he was small.
因为有这样的心智，所以大卫的一生是蒙神喜悦的。
Because of his heart, his entire life was pleasing to the Lord.
因此主耶稣以父的事为念。
And so when Lord Jesus minded his father's business,
今天这个心智我们要去培养。
We must cultivate this type of heart in our lives today.
这样我们教会才会发展。
And so that our church can become prosperous.
父的事到最后就是教会的事。
Because the Father's business is the church's business.
因为教会就是主耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
教会有很多要发展，有很多事情。
When a church is developing, there are many things that we have to work after.
所以我们大家需要关心投入。
And so we need everyone to concern the Father's business and be involved.
那这样我们这个教会啊，在神的祝福之下就会渐渐长大。
Then under the blessing guidance of the Lord, then our church can grow and mature.
这是第一个主耶稣的心智。
And so this is the first that we notice about Lord Jesus, which is his heart.
12岁他以父的事为念。
That at the age of only 12, he made it his business to mind the Father's business.
那主耶稣的这段圣经让我们学习的第二点。
And so let's look back to Luke chapter 2, the second thing we can learn.
这是主耶稣对神的渴慕。
Is his thirst after the word of God.
我们看，回来看路加福音第二章。
Turning back to Luke chapter 2,
43节。
Verse 43.
守满了节期，他们回去，孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，他的父母并不知道。我们再看四十五节。
Then verse 45.
既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。四十六节。
Verse 46.
过了三天，就遇见他在殿里坐在教师中间，一面听一面问。这里讲哈，他们守节结束了。
So here states 43, 45, 46 that after the feast was over,
大家都回去了。
Everyone returned home,
包括主耶稣的父母
including Lord Jesus' parents.
但是四十三节特别写说，孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷。
But verse 43 specifically records that boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem.
所以我们就发现，主耶稣，我们人哦跟着大家做同样的事情，这很简单，因为一个群体里面总是有一个群体的压力。
So we can think about how the boy Jesus acted. In general, when we are in a group, everyone will follow the leader, and this is pretty natural.
但是这个主耶稣留在耶路撒冷。
Yet we can see how the boy Jesus did not follow a crowd. He instead lingered.
这个就相当不同了。
And this was a very different type of action.
那为什么他要留在耶路撒冷？
Why did he linger behind in Jerusalem?
四十六节。
Verse 46.
他坐在教师中间，一面听一面问。
He was sitting amidst the teachers, both listening to him and asking them questions.
这就是一种对神的渴慕。
We can see the degree of thirst he had for the word of God.
有一期的 Time 在介绍美国一个 非常出名的大学。
And one of the magazines, in the Times magazine, was introducing the American colleges.
那这个大学大概每一年的排行榜都是第一名。
And there was a college that would rank as the topmost college in all of the United States.
那他提到他很多的优点。
Because they extolled the virtues of this college.
那最后的结论是很有趣的。
And the final conclusion they had on this college was very remarkable.
他说这个大学的精神就是永远不满足的精神。
That the mindset of this college was that they are never satisfied with their status quo.
大学四年所学的很有限。
Because they are, what they can learn in 4 years is quite limited.
但是如果一个人有永远不满足的精神，他就会一生一直在进步。
But if a person can continue to search and quest for knowledge, then he'll continue to learn throughout his lifetime.
那今天我们在属灵上也是一样。
And likewise spiritually today.
如果我们常常有觉得这个不满足的精神，
If we continue to feel discontent with our spiritual state,
我们就会跟主耶稣一样。
Then we will not be complacent, we'll be like Jesus.
他另外花了三天坐在殿里，一面听一面问。
Like Lord Jesus, he would spend 3 extra days to sit in the temple to ask and to listen.
这个不是他的母亲命令他的。
This was not commanded by his parents.
这是他自己做的决定。
This is his own decision.
因此我们今天常常发现哦，对世界不满足的人很多。
We know that there are many people today who are discontent with their material lives.
所以我们要更好、更多、更大。
So they continue to pursue after bigger, better, and more luxurious things.
但是对属灵上不满足的人不是很多。
But we find there are very rare souls who are discontent with their spiritual life.
所以很多人就满足于啊，我礼拜六我也来聚会，这样就好了。
And so most people are very content. With the fact that they come to church every Sabbath day.
这个就好像当时咱们在守节献祭。
It is similar to the people at that time where they just kept the religious feast yearly.
这个仪式已经完了，那结束了，我的任务结束了。
The ceremony has been completed. They fulfill their duties.
但是如果一个人有这个不满足的感觉，
But if a person has a heart of pursuit,
他会特意去安排一段时间。
They will set aside a special time.
比方说，11月份我们在这里有成人的神训班。
For example, in November we're going to have our National Adult Theological Seminar right here in the Irvine Church.
那如果我们真的要很有系统的来认识神，
If we would like to systematically study the Word of God,
这是一个很好的机会。
This is a wonderful opportunity.
那我们的神训班一般都是人数越来越多。
And in general, our theological seminar continue to increase in number.
因为当我们把世俗分开来，这样专心来亲近神。
Because if we're willing to set aside our worldly business in order to pursue after Father's business,
我们对神的认识就增加。
Then our understanding of the Lord Jesus will continue to increase.
我们跟神的关系就越来越亲近。
Then our relationship with the Lord Jesus continues to become more intimate.
那认识神是一种喜乐。
And to be able to know God intimately is a joy.
亲近神本身是一种享受。
To become close to God is in itself an enjoyment.
所以当一个人开始去追求的时候，
And so when a person is pursuing such satisfaction of the Spirit,
他就会越发感觉到，哦，原来属灵的生活里面啊，不是很枯燥无味，不是很单调。
And they will realize that the spiritual life is actually not dry, but full of richness and preciousness.
这里面有很多喜乐、平安，还有神的能力、神的应许。
There is the promises of God, the joy and the blessings that they experience in being close to the Lord.
那我们现在透过网络有很多的专辑或者正道可以去追求。
And also through the internet, we're able to hear many sermons and special topic series from our church.
好像图书馆里有很多的书。
And also, we have many books in the library published by our church.
有一本中文的书叫做《亲眼见到神》。
And there is a particular book called I Have Seen God Personally.
那这个作者在提到他信主几十年，通过祷告对神的体验。
And this author, this member, have describes all his experiences in a journey of faith through these 10-some years.
特别他提到禁食祷告。
And he especially talked about how he fasted in prayer.
那他就提到说，有很多人看到这个见证，就学习照样去做。
And he mentioned that many people who have heard his testimony also learned to fast and do the same thing he did.
结果他们也体会到很多神的恩典。
And they too started experiencing the miraculous power of God.
所以如果我们有一种属灵的不满足，
And so if today we're discontent with our spiritual state,
那我们就会想想，这本书我要去看看。
Then we will want to read such a book.
那看一看，我们就觉得，我有哪一个地方我要来祷告。
Then we will start to consider how we can improve ourselves and pray.
那我们的体验增加，我们的灵性就进步了。
And as our spiritual experience continue to accumulate, then our knowledge and understanding of God will grow.
所以主耶稣的第二个精神就是属灵的不满足。
And so the second mindset of Lord Jesus was his discontentment in the spiritual life.
这值得我们来学习。
And this we can learn from as well.
那通过学习之后，
And after we learn this,
我们看见是不一样。
We see something different.
我们看47节。
Let's turn to verse 47.
凡听见的都稀奇他的聪明和应对。
And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
52节。
Verse 52.
耶稣的智慧跟身量并神跟人喜爱的心都一起增长。
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
对神认识越深，人就有属灵的这种判断力。
As a person matures spiritually, they will start to gain spiritual wisdom and perception.
那这个叫做智慧，这个叫做聪明。
And this is called true wisdom.
那这会帮助我们过属灵的生活。
And this will help us to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
那结果就是神跟人都喜爱他。
And we will grow to be in favor with God and man.
这是第二个精神。
And this is the second mindset.
那这一段圣经第三个精神。
And what is the third inspirational mindset?
我们看路加福音第二章。
As turning back to Luke chapter 2.
50节。
Verse 50.
他所说的这话他们不明白。51节。
Verse 51.
他就同他们下去回到拿撒勒，并且顺服他们。他的母亲把这一切事都存在心里。这段圣经我们再看两代的关系。
So in verse 50-51 describes the relationship between two generations.
主耶稣那个时候12岁。
Though Jesus was only 12 years old at that time.
是小孩子。
He was a child.
但是他在讲说我要以父的事为念的时候，他的父母听不懂。
But when he said, should I not be about my father's business, his parents could not understand his statement.
那为什么听不懂？
Why is it that his parents could not understand him?
这个不是所谓年纪差别的代沟。
This is not because of a generational gap.
这个也不是因为文化差异的误解。
This is not a cultural gap or misunderstanding.
这个是属灵成熟的程度不一样。
This is a spiritual maturity gap.
所以有时候一个属灵比较成熟的人跟一个在灵性还是婴孩的，你发现没有办法沟通。
And so when you find a person who is spiritually mature, they cannot seem to communicate with someone who is spiritually immature.
因为这个两个灵性有一点不太一样。
Because there is a gap in their spiritual faith.
所以他的父母他讲他父母听不懂。
And so when Lord Jesus spoke, his parents could not understand him.
那其实主耶稣的母亲玛利亚是一个相当成熟的女性。
As we know, his parent Mary was a woman of virtuous and godly character.
这更显示了主耶稣灵性的成长。
But when we see this gap, we see the great differential between the spirituality of Jesus and his mother.
那常常是父母讲话，孩子听不懂。
We usually see the opposite, where what parents say are not understandable by children.
但是现在主耶稣讲话，他的父母没有办法了解。
But in this case, we have a child who's speaking something which is Lord Jesus, and the parents could not understand.
但是下面就让我们能够学习了。
And so this is where we can learn from.
他就是主耶稣就同他的父母回拿撒勒去并且顺服他。
Verse 51 says, Then he, which is Lord Jesus, went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them.
这是主耶稣的精神。
And this is the mindset of Lord Jesus.
顺服从哪里来？
That he was willing to submit himself and submit to them.
从自我舍弃来的。
Where does this mindset come from? It is from himself of denying himself.
12 岁的主耶稣。
A boy of 12 years old, Lord Jesus.
经过道理的学习。
After he has learned the truth,
他懂得顺服。
He has learned to submit.
虽然他的父母对他讲的听不懂。
Even though the parents could not understand him.
但是要在主里听从父母，这是圣经的教训。
But it is the teaching of the Bible to submit to the parents in the Lord.
那现在已经在圣殿学习了三天了。
And now that he has learned for 3 days in the temple of the Lord.
那父母要他回去。
And his parents wanted him to go home.
他就顺服。
So he subjected himself to them.
因为父母要他回去，这跟真理没有冲突。
Because for him to return did not conflict with his understanding of the truth.
神给父母有一个权柄来教导下一代。
God has given an authority to parents to teach the next generation.
那下一代，神对他们有一个要求，要在主里听从父母。
There is an expectation from God.To the children of today, that they must obey the parents in the Lord.
所以这个整个家庭生活的关系是建立在主耶稣的身上。
So that the relationship and the order within a family is based on Lord Jesus' teachings.
那我们就发现这个家庭生活就很容易圆满。
And then we can find harmony in a family.
有时候我们发现新的一代啊，他讲的真的父母听不懂。
We know that a lot of times when the young generation speaks, the parents cannot understand.
因为他对这个社会的认识以及他在学校所经历的这些一些困难哦，父母没有办法了解。
Because the difficulties they encounter at school or in the society is not things that their parents have ever encountered.
但是父母只懂得道理啊。
But the parents do understand the truth.
我从小我就知道圣经的道理应该这样才对。
They understand what the word of Bible is teaching them.
那我们有时候就发现，我们下面一代，因为父母没有办法了解，他就没有办法听从。
And so a lot of times the younger generation disregard what their parents say because their parents are unable to understand their current situation.
但是主耶稣的精神。
But this is the mindset of Lord Jesus.
这是顺服的。
Is to subject himself and submit to them.
所以我们今天呢，要从主耶稣来学习。
So we should imitate Jesus today.
这一段圣经给我们至少三个重点。
And we can learn at least 3 important points from this passage.
第一点。
Our first point.
心智上要做大人。
That we must be mature in our heart.
以神的事为念。
To mind our Father's business.
第二点
Second point,
我们要永远保持属灵的不满足感
We must continually pursue after spiritual advancement
使我们的灵性能够越来越进步
And not be complacent so that our spirituality can continue to grow
第三个
Point three,
学习自我舍弃
We must learn to deny ourselves
彼此顺服
To submit to one another
这样我们的教会我们的家庭才能够合一
Then our family and our church can be one in the Lord.
好，来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
414